welcome to the Lower Croft Primary Schools podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Frankie.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Edward.
And I'm Oscar.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We're already into October, and before you know it, we will be reaching the end of this half term, but there's been so much going on that we cannot wait to share it with you. Let's begin as always with our breaking news section. We're excited for the launch of our new enrichment Fridays. These will start on Friday, the 10th of October, and will include the following activities: photography, food technology, 3D art, our environment, first aid, sewing, and sign language. Performance skills, forest school, and opportunities to practice football skills with our semi-professional coaches from Builder Baller. All our children at Lowercroft will experience all of these activities over the year. We can't wait.
We were so proud to congratulate our new house captains and house ambassadors for 2025. For the first time, we introduced the roles for head boy, head girl, and deputy head boy and deputy head girl. Each of our new leaders will have an important part to play in supporting the school's key plans, from helping to promote our values to taking an active role in events and initiatives throughout the year.
We are pleased to hear that Eric's club will be running again over the October half term, following the fantastic feedback from our summer provision. The club will be led by Mrs. Davis, supported by Mrs. Jones and other members of our school staff team. Sessions will run through the morning, afternoon. Our full day, children will need to bring a packed lunch if they are staying all day. Booking is now open through Magic Booking.
Well done to Year 3 who visited the Porch Box project to learn about how food is collected and distributed. It was a really valuable experience, which will help them understand how we get our food.
A big thank you to everyone who attended our McMillan Coffee afternoon. The event was a huge success. As we record, we are waiting on the final total raised with online donations, but Year 6 raised over £483. Well done, Year 6, for showing a great example of empathy and courage.
Year 3 and 4 pupils had a fantastic time taking part in a football coaching festival led by coaches from Radcliffe Academy. The children enjoyed the morning skill building and teamwork activities, learning the new techniques and developing their confidence on the pitch. The festival finished with a friendly match where our team put all their new skills and practice and came away with a brilliant 5-2 win. We are also very pleased to announce the appointment of our new school librarians, pupils who are interested in the role completed application form explaining why they wanted to take on the responsibility and how they could help promote reading across the school. They were delighted to to be presented with their librarian badges. Well done, everyone.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
This episode, we welcome Ted, Bella, Millie and Ethan, who are head boy, head girl and deputies. Welcome on to the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
What was your first reaction when you found out you'd been chosen for your leadership role?
I was very shocked, and my hands were on my head. and my mum and my dad were very supportive.
What do you think makes Lowcroft such a special school?
The teachers, and they're very nice and helpful during everything.
What do you hope to achieve this year in your role as a pupil leadership in school?
I hope to achieve this year to make the school even better than it actually is right now.
How do you plan to make a difference for other pupils, especially for the younger ones?
To reopen the Hobbit Hole.
Who has inspired you during your time at Lowcroft and why?
Mrs. Lupton, because she has diabetes like me and she's supportive.
If you could change or add one thing to school life to make it even better, what would it be?
There's nothing I would particular change, but I'm liking how we do Enrichment Fridays because you'll get to learn some new things.
What are you most looking forward to this year, inside or outside of school?
This year I'm looking forward to Robin Wood, which we do in year six. So yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who dreams of being a head boy or head girl one day?
Probably just like put yourself out there and believe in yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us for the hot seat interview today, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens this year. Each week our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Mariah in year 5 and Idris in year 3 has been involved in a local group called Keep Berry Clean as volunteers. Over the last 3 months, they have been actively picking up litter in our local area. What a great demonstration of our school value, respect, and we are so proud of them. Keep it up.
Lewis in year 6 has achieved his grade 1 guitar. He has worked very hard to do this, and we all are so proud of him.
Arch in year 2 plays for his football team, Westbury Athletics, when 12-6 on Saturday. Archie got man of the match, scoring 8 goals. Amazing, Archie.
Well done to Enid in year 4 for smashing her 200 metres swimming badge last week. Keep it up.
Connor in year 2 got man of the match for Westbury's and defended really well in their match. Super proud of his progress and confidence.
Edward in year 5 got his pillory grade for guitar, which is a great achievement. Fantastic work, Edward.
Paige in year 6 climbed her first Lake District mountain last week, taking on Cat Bells in just under 2 hours, then kayaking on Derwentwater. Inspirational stuff. Margot in year 2 got her 15 metre badge at swimming recently. Keep it up, Margot.
And that brings us to the end of our second episode of the Lowcroft Primary podcast for this year. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's brain teaser, what am I? question. It was this. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? The answer was, of course, footsteps. Well done if you got it.
Here's this week's teaser. It's a what am I question. I have keys but no locks. I have space but no room. And you can enter but not go outside. What am I? I'll repeat that. I have keys but no locks. I have space but no room. And you can enter but not go outside. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you are right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which is coming your way on Friday, 24th of October. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews, and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.